The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
Hey, I think we are.
Thank you for joining us at the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also watch these two beauties on the YouTubes.
Yep.
And then there's a thing called X that I think I've done twice at
Instagram,
Burning Man.
Facebook. Oh, diff story.
That's a diff story.
Yeah. We're on all the socials. Just go TikTok. Just go there. Follow us on all of them, please. Just do us a favor. Take 5 minutes out of your day one time to click all those buttons for us.
Because we're on your side.
We know it's a lot, but just I think they're all linked from our Instagram anyway. So it should be pretty easy.
Help a sister out. Also, we're very excited. We have a big goal on our Instagram and we're 50,000 away.
Yeah. So call 50,000 of your friends and tell them to like us. All right. We appreciate it more than you know and are impressed with how many friends you have. That's really incredible.
That's really what it comes down to. So thank you. We love you and we appreciate you.
I saw this post on Instagram.
Okay.
That I am too big of an idiot to have saved it.
This is the story of our
Always. We're like, did you see that thing? Because I sent it to you through my brain.
Yeah.
Did you not see it? Or it's like I texted you. No, you didn't. Well, I thought about texting you.
100%.
So I thought I responded to
I've
your text.
I've gotten mad at Jen for not looking at things I've thought
not
texted.
Sent. Yeah.
I've been why didn't you respond? That was a love language video.
Oh,
and
by the way,
what are you talking about?
Hands down, the one time it is most urgent that you put an attachment on an email. You will not put the attachment on the email.
Ever.
That's all the email is about, is the attachment.
There's two emails.
You're waiting for it to come
yes.
back. Here, forgot to add this.
There's one email that goes, hey, this is really important. Here's the documents you needed. Go ahead and take a look when you can. Sign it when you can. But if you could sign it fast, that would be great. I'm just going to be waiting here in my car in the parking lot of Ralph's. And then you're like, God, it's taken them a long time.
Why are you
like,
sending it back? And then you get that email. There was no attachment.
You didn't send the attachment.
And you get mad at them.
You're like, well, that's your fault that you didn't remind me to send to an attachment in this e-commerce situation we're having.
Yeah. So
where
tech,
are we at?
Tech is just a thing.
Will
and forever be.
I miss
for
letters.
All of us.
I miss letters.
But what if you forget an attachment on a letter, you have to put a whole new stamp on it. So
I love stamps.
Yeah.
I love letters and I love stamps. And I loved you that I had. Oh, I was just going to say half and two. And I was like, stop myself.
Please, you guys, if you listen to the words that we say podcast, Kristen is scared to use
half
the
and
phrase
two.
Half and two. And I love it.
I didn't realize I was using that as much as I do because now I stop myself and I'm like, has everybody been looking at me like I'm a country bumpkin saying half and two?
I don't think so.
It's a new thing. I encourage everybody. It really does a lot of heavy lifting.
I say so many words wrong, and I just kind of get
mad. She does say a lot of
words.
What was your last one? What was the last one that I was like, not even close? Oh, I said vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
No, but you said another one when we were on the road in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's not even remotely close.
It was shortly after I made fun of you for saying vasectomy.
Right.
That is how it always happens in my world, too. As soon as I laugh at someone, that thing happens to me tenfold.
Well, and then I see, like, I just posted a video of us building a podcast office in a hotel, and I called you dummy at one point, and I was like, I hope everybody knows that that was just the only time that was recorded. But Jen makes fun of me like generally the entire time. And it just so happened that I used a clip where I called you dummy. And I was like, you can, I hope people don't think I'm being mean.
You can hear me laughing in the background at it. I'm not crying. I'm laughing at you because.
Yeah, I had your phone. Yeah. All right. So I miss letters. I miss that kind of correspondence. Oh, okay.
But this is what I was going to say. Checks. I was on Instagram and I saw this post that tickled me so bad. And it is so relevant to what I am dealing with right now, which is kids and swearing.
Trying it out.
Yeah. And so somebody had taken a picture of the list of swear words that their kids knew. And it was like
an actual list?
Yes. It was posted like, look at this goldmine thing that I found of my child's. And please tell me who this was so I can give you credit for it. But the child had written down, by the way, this episode probably not safe for work. I know that
we're going to cuss.
You know that we usually cuss and we're going to make it more often, but we're quoting to a certain extent. But so this kid had written down like shit, fuck, crap, like ones that aren't really cuss words too.
Checked them off. Like I tried out this one.
No, made a bulleted list with little bullets.
God bless him.
And can I tell you the last one? It was like eight. Some of them were cuss words. Some of them were not even that bad. But the last one said, whatever the C, quote unquote, whatever the C word is. But they don't know what it is. They just know that if you say C word,
you know,
that is like counts.
I did not know what that word was until I was much older as well.
This is not shocking, Kristen.
No.
You didn't know what that part of your body was until you were much, much older.
I think, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I was like trying to figure out how to pronounce the word vagina or fallopian tube. And I was throwing that out. I was calling people fallopian tubes instead of.
All I got down there is a butthole.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Now, I'm no scientist, but there's definitely a butthole.
This is where you put the tampon, right?
Nope,
you put that in the old butt.
Ouch.
Boy, that really, I can go camping for a long time with that.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying.
Problems.
So this kid has a to-do list of all the cuss words. That makes me.
I don't know if it was a to-do list. He was just like. This is what I picture this kid was like. Wow. I'm of the age, you know, it was really lousy penmanship too. So it was like under 10, I'm thinking. It was like, wow, I really know a lot of cuss words. I'm going to write down a whole list of them that I know just to like impress myself with my vast knowledge and then put it someplace where my parents are going to find it.
And take a picture of it and go viral.
And then post it on social media.
I remember I was driving one time and Finn was – I was driving, and so Finn was directly behind me, and Eleanor was to my right. And so she's a wee babe, and Finn is, geez, if he's over, I still think he wasn't quite four yet. And so he was in the back seat, and he's like looking out the window, and he's got that curly little hair with like, I said he looked like the greatest American hero. He had like tightly like permed hair, and he was like, just to himself in his little voice, going, can't say shit. Can't say fuck, can't say god damn it, can't say, and I was like in the car, like he's audibling all the, but so he's having this like outward conversation with himself about all the words he can't say. And I was like, well, I didn't even know he knew those words to begin with, but I'm happy he knows that he's not allowed to say them.
I know Mandy's, our friend Mandy, my dear friend, her girls, they're grown up now, but when they were babies, they didn't just say the word shit. They would say, shit, don't say that when they went to cuss. Because they thought that was part of the whole phraseology. Because Mandy would say it and then go, don't say that.
I will tell you, Eleanor used to say the word fork wrong. So we would
F-O-R-K.
F-O-R-K.
Ooh, that's tough for anybody
would say,
with an R
Eleanor,
issue.
Say, go fork yourself.
Oh, man.
So she would say it in this little tiny like Ewok voice. I'm a terrible parent. Colin and I would be hunched over laughing. But then because Eleanor is smart, she's like, I don't know why that's funny, but that's super funny. So we were somewhere, like just let's pretend we were at Mass just so that
she's got a hot 5 minutes all about silverware because she just thought it was so funny.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Exactly. She's like, dunk, dunk, dunk.
Works on my parents.
Go fuck yourselves. And like everyone around is like, oh, and so I was like, Eleanor, you can't say that. To unpack the trouble, the problem we had created was all on us. And we were like, we can't do that anymore. She's going to just do it.
I like the idea that you could quiz her, like go, Eleanor, what's this? That's a cork.
Yeah, that's a cork.
What's this? A spork. What's this? A fuck.
Yeah. Yep. And that is 100%. It was the delight of parenting.
Let me tell you why. Because there are all these viral videos. Look them up.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Where they say, tell me all the cuss words that you know to little kids. Yeah. And what is so delightful is they say things that really aren't even cuss words. My kids thought for the longest time, like I would go, there are certain words that aren't allowed in our house besides the cuss words. So like I would say, what's the F word? And they would either say fart or fat.
My kids were like, Mom, you said it 3 times in the last 15 minutes. We know what it is.
They thought the S word was the word stupid.
Well.
And now that they're learning what they are, they thought the B word was butt. But now that they're learning what they are, we're like...
You need my kids to come over and to give them a quick tutorial?
No, because you know what has changed the game for us? This is... You guys, I'm lame. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I am.
Well, I'm not like letting my kids loose spit swear words. No. I just don't have any self-control.
No, what I'm saying is we listen to like Kids Bop Radio in the car, Kids Place Live.
But we listen to 70s rock, so we don't listen to like hip hop.
I don't love 70s rock. My husband listens to The Bridge, which he calls it the bridge between life and death because it is... all folk, sad music.
Well, no, I don't like The Bridge. I like the other one, the 70s, like on
the
Sirius.
Blend?
The Blend.
Is it The Blend?
The Blend.
That's got the stuff we grew up with. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't. There's so much you don't like.
I have to worry about like anybody being like bouncing up on it. And I'm like, I have to.
That is our whole problem. So I told the kids, I go, we can listen to these other like pop music stations because they don't want the Kids Bop clean version now of the songs. They want like the real thing. And I totally get it. Yeah. I'm ready for it too. But I say, okay, you're going to hear words that aren't allowed in our house. If you start saying them, you will have consequences. And one of them will be, you are not ready for this radio station yet.
Right.
So you will go back to listening to kids radio.
Which is a punishment in itself.
And for me. Don't think it's not for me.
I can't. There has to be. Luckily for me, and not luckily for me, because, you know, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is happening right now, which is all I've ever wanted to go and see. But my daughter is only into Queen. So she's like, if it's not Freddie Mercury, it's nobody. And I'm like, well, he's not even on planet Earth. But I do think like 70s music is a safer bet. But they do hear, oh my God. They do hear those words and they are aching to say them. I know because my son, who's 12, he doesn't like it when I swear. And by the way, I'm only cussing in a heat of a moment. That's probably what he likes.
That's what he doesn't like is because he associates it with you being mad.
Yeah,
frustrated.
I'm not cussing at him. It's from I literally nicked my fingernail like almost in half with a knife. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because I thought for sure I like was going to need a stitch.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that. Obviously, that's not I don't want it to go to that place. But I just cut the shit out of my finger and see what happened there. I just said shit. Talking about saying the word fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm an imperfect person. I've said this always. But my kids went back with my husband to Nebraska without me to visit my parents.
We all know husbands are a little less tight-lipped with the swear words.
Truth. And I will tell you, I am the first to admit, whenever you get around family, sometimes the only thing you have is cussing. And evidently—
Let's the pin out of the air out of the balloon a little bit.
Yep. And evidently my son was not having an easy time with some family members.
Whew.
And Finn was in the basement by himself going, God doll. Like he was like trying to say goddamn, but wouldn't allow himself, but was like letting the air out of the balloon, just cussing in the most G-rated way.
Gall darn.
Gall darn.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
I do too. I try to, like, this is, I never had this thought. My mom was like really strict on language until we were about 13. And then
it was a free flow.
She was like, hey,
everything rhymes with this.
Yeah. So we were loosey goosey with that kind of language. But I noticed that I didn't do it around my grandma.
Yes.
And I realized from that, like, oh, I can stop myself from doing it. And I tried to like apply that logic around the kids. But since I know that like they're being exposed to it more, and also they can conceptualize these difficult thoughts like, I can hear that and know that's a bad thing, but I don't have to say that.
My God. This is where we're very different parents. Meanwhile, I'm like, Eleanor stubbed her toe and the toenail bent back.
Oh,
it was
good.
The gnarliest thing. And it was gushing blood. And she doesn't do well with blood. None of us do. None of us are meant to be medical people. And the toenail was like hanging off. And she was like, oh, God. She was like gritting and shaking. And the only thing I could think to do is I was like, and she was like, Mommy, can I cuss? Can I cuss? I think it's going to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was going to be a real low grade.
Ooh.
So she was like, she like went through 30 and like fourth. She was like, shit, motherfucker, damn. Like,
oh, boy, those toe injuries, though. Can we all agree?
I give her permission sometimes in a private setting to say a cuss word. If I really think like it's going to be a shared giggle between the two of us, like if like somebody said something not nice to her, I'll let her cuss when she gets her fingernail clipped off her toe. But I'm sure I'm doing it wrong. They do not cuss on the playground. They do not cuss at the house, but I have allowed them to cuss at a time or two. And I think it's delightful.
Everybody's got a different, like, the reason that I have stuck to it for so long and now I'm like forced with this dealing with how to like let that go was like I would say to them, I'm going to challenge you to come up with a smarter word than that.
That's
like
what mom always used to say.
I think it sounds a little guttural to say like your butt hurts or your whatever it is.
Oh, so, I correct my kids. If you are around me as a parent, I am constantly
checking. I know that.
And Eleanor is the one that can be kind of the gross, like, you know, like my butt itches. And I'm like, come on. But Finn won't necessarily say that, but he'll say something else that's gross.
And they also, for a long time, they kind of didn't know what was a bad word and what wasn't.
Or
so
what
I'd be like,
now they can nuance their language. Like when they're little, you're like, we have to be gross. We're like, did you wipe your butt hole? Like the hole of the butt.
It's important.
Did you wash your vagina?
Not the cheeks.
Not the inside, but like you have to give very, but as they grow up, you're like, let's nuance this. Let's call it our privates. You don't need to be so blunt. Like this is gross. Nobody needs to be talking about this at the table. That's all we're trying to do is, I told my kids, I was like, your cousins in Texas go to a thing where they learn manners. And I'm damn
interested.
Tempted to send you on a plane where all you're going to do for a week is learn how to use silverware appropriately and not hunch over at the table or have the food spill out off all of the edges all of the time.
I am not winning at anything. This isn't me saying like I have done this part right whatsoever because I cannot believe and I don't know at what age I will have to stop saying thank you. Say thank you.
Oh my.
Say please. Look at that person with your eyeballs. And last night I stopped them. We had to go to the orthodontist. You're welcome for your next boat.
Oh, well, I referred her, so I should get something free.
Two of them there
two of
now.
Them.
Yeah.
Actually, four people now.
So
I should just get a car.
We're leaving, you know, the parking garage. And so the guy that you give the ticket to pay.
You mean the one you got to pay where you don't get free parking, even though we're paying for something?
They were like,
$8.
They were like, hey, this first consultation is free parking. And that's how they get you. That's how orthodontists get you.
You're like, thanks.
And
I'm going to be back 32 times.
Yeah. So the guy was really sweet and trying to play with the kids a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had to like nudge, like hit him in the back of the arm and say, he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Like look at him and talk to him back. And so we get around the corner and I said loud because I wanted him to hear it. I said, because I didn't want him to think I was a bad parent and I wanted him to know that I was sorry that they were like that. I go, you two stop walking. You look at me. Give me your eyes. Look at me. I go, if you don't look at somebody when they talk to you, it is saying you don't think they're important enough for you to look at.
Yeah.
And that is not the way you were raised.
Get it.
And they were like, okay. I'm like, you understand? You understand? You both got, you understand? And they're like, yeah.
I will literally stop someone and I'll go, I'm so sorry. It makes everybody uncomfortable, by the way. I'll go, I'm so sorry. I'd like my son to try that again.
You're part of a learning lesson right now.
And
please play along.
I have had, like, whether it's like people at restaurants or people, whatever, I have said, I know you, I can tell you're uncomfortable, but I need to make this person a better person.
Yeah. I'm going to make him more uncomfortable.
The hardest thing I think to explain is like, for us is like when we go into a restaurant and there's somebody who is bringing you food, that person, that position, now we call it a server, used to be called a waiter or waitress. They are not waiting on you. They are waiting on me, and you are a representation of me, and you will make all of these people feel dignified. So if like, I feel like my kids are not like eye contact, hello, thank you, please. Like yeah. If there's any kind of like, hey, can I get it? I'm like, because I was a server and bartender forever. So I'll go, I'm sorry. Can I please have him try this again? Go ahead. Give it again.
Kids could be in front of a grand jury and they would not use eye contact with the judge. Hey. And it really doesn't matter. Like, but I knew that it, like, they don't like to make somebody feel bad, you know? Like,
yeah, they're emotionally. I think that speaks to many children. Like, you don't want this person to feel bad or like, you have to keep it
so
simple.
That's what happens if somebody's being nice and trying to like, be kind to you and you don't even acknowledge them with your eyes.
I'm sorry,
like,
I think you're talking about my husband right now. I'm like, am I boring you as you walk into the other room while I'm mid-sentence? Is what I'm saying not that, hi, have I lost your eye contact into your MLB sports app?
Oh gosh.
I mean, it is a simple courtesy, which we have thrown out the window because of fucking iPhones, that we look down. Adults included.
I know.
We've got a couple friends who cannot wait to pick up their phone to look something up. And I'm like, I'm having a conversation with you. And I know you care about what I'm saying if you keep my eye contact.
Yes.
That was a joke in one of our first shows because it's so true. I'm glad that you pushed that narrative with your kids. Because what are we doing? Like, it's the eyes are the window into the soul. We got to be able to connect.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When I started the whole like not cussing thing, I wanted them to like be aware of like controlling the way that they communicate, that there's a better way to do like all of these things and to be thoughtful in the manner that they communicate.
Yeah.
So it worked for a while.
Yes.
But now
they're of the age where it's kind of enticing.
Like they love it. So like I would say to whisper in my ear, if you don't know if it's a bad word, you can whisper it in my ear and I'll tell you if it's a bad word or what it means. Like Dash said freaking one time. I was like, no, you don't get to say that. I go, that's the same as the mother of all bad words.
Yeah.
Finn it means tried the fluckin'. Same thing. Oh, fluckin'? That's way too close.
I go, do you think because you put an L in it that doesn't count, sir? You just lost your iPad. That sounds like a fluckin'. You should have just said fuckin' and called it a day.
I think.
Like, tried it out for real.
I don't mind cluckin', though. I don't mind.
Cluckin' bugs, too. I don't know. You're
pretty
rhyming.
Funny,
you're,
you guys.
You're one
you sound
street
like a big,
over.
I know.
That's
I
like
know,
the Waze route to the airport where you spare yourself
absolutely.
3 minutes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm
you
not,
piss off other traffic.
No, thanks. Yeah. You're going to take down everybody's home values by going through the neighborhood. No, thanks, fluckin'.
But Delilah whispered in my ear one time. She goes, I think this is a bad word. I go, what is it? She goes, button. I go, no, baby. It does have the word butt in it, and I want you to use a more intelligent choice than that.
Yeah.
But that can be a part of it. And then she would hear somebody say, like, and or but, and she'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, they go,
Yeah.
Like, you know I think is hard is the words that you don't know. Like it's the unknown.
Oh, it's hard for adults too.
It's the unknown that feels like when, you know, and Finn's my oldest and he's sweet, but he's trying shit out and it's been summer and we've spent a lot of time together. And so the other day he said something, I mean, you know, I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but he definitely heard it from somebody in the neighborhood. The word jugs.
Oh yeah.
He said, she's got big jugs. And I felt like when I tell you that I swept his leg, I like do this thing where I like underarm him and then I'm never like physical. It was all measured. It was kind of like, think of it like a fast wrestling move just to get him to look at my eyeballs and be like, don't you ever say those words again.
Yeah.
That is so garbage. And then I sat down and I was like, now we're going to go through the struggles of being a woman. Cause you don't, but he doesn't, I don't even think he put two and two together what jugs are or what big jugs mean.
No.
But I was like,
or why it's bad to say.
But like, I'm like, what if one of your friends looked at me and was like, look at those big jugs or look at those fantastic jugs or look at those very taut, very fit.
That is
jugs in that. Look how fit she is.
Yeah.
Look how, like, what if those were the compliments?
He's going to get uncomfortable. You're going to get too comfortable and he's going to get.
I think all the right messages will be sent in that moment.
Well, even like listening. So the way that they're hearing most of these words now, like I said, is from the radio. And there's other things like out of context that what they're used to, like saying things like bounce is a, because I know I will use that in a bad, you know.
Yeah.
And but they're like singing these phrases from
you're like,
songs and stuff.
There's a subtext there.
Bite that tattoo on my shoulder. I'm like,
oh my.
There's so much to unpack in that one statement. And but
what song is that?
What
I think
is that?
That just did a lot for
the
me.
Landscapers, the Lawnmowers. What's that band called?
Am I 100? Have I missed
that
a
tattoo on your shoulder? Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from the room back in Boulder. We ain't never getting older. Closer by the Chainsmokers. It has nothing to do with lawn mowing, you guys. But I am a mother. I listen to a lot of kids' bop, so it's. But they hear that song. There's no bad words in there. We put those words together, and I don't want them saying that stuff.
Does the Kids Bop version say bite the tattoo on the shoulder? Because that is fantastic naughtiness.
I can't remember what it says about the tattoo on the shoulder, what it subs in, but it says, tear this sheet right off the folder or the notebook or something like that. They really do
100%.
A good job of making it sound. Well, guess what? Like Delilah, she likes Kids Bop has a version of okay, God, I'm so old. What's the Lizzo song? Good as hell.
I got my hair.
Yeah.
Check it.
So Kids Bop does good as good.
I let it rip in the car.
And then Good as Hell came on, and she says H-E double hockey sticks. She's not allowed to say that one yet.
I'm a terrible person. I allowed my daughter, if she learned it on the piano, that she would be allowed to say the actual words, and you know what she did? She learned it on the piano. And all I'm going to say is that is not an easy song, and those are some strong chords. And yes, you can send your strongly worded criticisms to my mothering, because I am 100% telling you there's a lot of things I'm doing wrong, but they can play the piano, both
of them. Well, that's a motivation. I understand that.
I forever – you're really good at lyrics. Like, you're good at recall of lyrics.
Yeah.
And I will make up words and forever not know that a word was the word.
God.
Did you ever get soap in the mouth when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you, if you're a kid of the 80s, your mom whipped her – did you get soft soap or
Zest bar Ooh. Soap. Zestfully clean. Ooh. There were days I never needed to brush my teeth.
Oh, God. Oh, they make you hold the bar in your mouth?
Yeah.
Because I got it twice. And I'll tell you, I can.
Your tongue gets fatigued and you cannot keep it away from the soap.
It's like you start blowing bubbles. I can tell you one time, and this might be one of my earliest memories. I was five, 100% five. And we lived in our first house in Central City that I have a memory of because that's the house that like they brought me home to. And you know how you have a swing set and the swing set bars make a triangle and then in between is the bar where the swing sets are on? So you could stand on the little – it looks like an A.
Yeah.
And you could stand on the little bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you could call through the the big old tube.
There are so many ways to get injured on that model swing set. Oh my God. Set. I can tell you all
the whole thing probably cost $8.
Oh my God. It rusted immediately.
It breaks and then you get a cut and they're like, I don't know if
my
you
my brother literally has a scar across his
We all have it. Burns your ass
hand.
In the winter or in the summer.
Those
and then
cheap ass seats break and pinch your butt cheeks.
Oh my
in
God.
There.
You so many injuries.
That
so,
slide gets up to 400 degrees.
What are you, a billionaire? We didn't have a slide on ours. It was two swings.
Oh, it was metal and it was always bent.
And it
got
would go,
bent by the heat of the sun.
Yeah. And then you'd put if you were and you'd be the first one to go down. You'd be like, "This, I'm not going to be the
tester." Kristen is the first one to go down.
Jen's always the first one to go down.
No, I'm not.
And the last one to go down.
I already said it.
Yeah, it's not fair. Damn it. So we were in the backyard playing. And my brother was there, and he was so sweet and little and on a swing, back and forth on the swing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the A, and I'm standing on the middle part of the A, and I'm in the tube.
Yelling
through. And I remember being like, I think I just created a golden hit here.
Yeah.
This is a gold record. And I was like, Matthew's a little fucker, a fucker, a fucker.
You went
Matthew's
right for
a little fucker, a fucker is he. And I just kept saying fucker as much as I could.
Where did you hear that word?
I don't know if you met my dad, Dewey, but that guy is not conservative when it comes to words. I'm sure he was telling a dirty joke and I heard that word. I don't know. But I was darling and it was their fault. So I was screaming it through the pipe, and a neighbor.
Ooh, that's the worst. When a neighbor
calls my mom, and I remember, like, I knew what I was doing was wrong because I can remember everything about it. I can remember, like, what my brother looked like, and he was three. And all of a sudden, I heard the top window open, and she goes, Kristen Margaret Hensley, you get your ass in this house right now. And
I've
I
got
walked
chills
in,
right now.
I walked in that screen door just aloof and ready to go. And I was like, hey, Terry, what's up? And she grabbed me and like Palmolive.
Yep. Oh, God.
Oh, first Palmolive.
Okay. Soft soap?
I don't think she had a bar of soap handy. So she was like, she pumped like four drops of soap in my mouth. And then I think at the same time, like
That's
was high karateing my ass.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then I got to sit in the bathroom
for
and
a second,
hold it in my mouth.
I was scared she sprayed high karate into your mouth. And
either one.
That's my doctor reminding me I have to get my brain meds.
Listen, we're all doing great.
Don't think I'm going to forget that.
Yeah. I think I never dropped another swear word until I was 26 years old after that event. So I'm not saying the 80s were examples of great parenting, but it did scare me straight.
They were examples of violent parenting, I think.
Two
most of
bubbles.
Them, because I can relate to that. Because my mom, it wasn't even the word that you used. It was like, if you said something that was too sassy, but you meant it as a...
Yeah, they're like...
She was like, pow!
Oh, yeah. They were like, bitch, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I read that subtext, and I...
What's that one that we always say, like, they would change it into a, like, I'll...
A noun into a verb?
Yeah. Do it. Like, I'll do that. I'll show...
I'm not even touching the coffee table, Mom. I'll coffee table
you!
And I think we all pictured that meant she would pick it up and hit you with it or something. Like...
And you know what?
You got
they
it.
Could.
You were like, okay.
They could.
Right. I shouldn't have done that. But.
My mom would be like, don't you get lippy with me. Don't get lippy with me.
Yep.
And sometimes I would plan it to be as far away from her as I could if I was going to take my shot.
Oh, and see if she
in
could
a
catch
chance,
you?
I could run.
Yeah.
And she... always caught me.
There's no foresight in that because she will eventually catch you when you get
hungry. Yeah,
you
got to eat at some point. She's like, I could also play the smart game, not run after you.
For sure.
Wait for you to come home and handle business there. Then I've just raged for 2 hours.
Yeah. Plus, you make a mom run. She's additionally mad you made her run.
My mom.
But she is going to catch you.
My mom used to say, I dare you to run away. I do. Because I was like, you know, in a sprint position. And I was like, I can outrun you. She's like, I dare you. And I was like, shit, I don't want to mess with her. I don't want to mess with her.
Kristen's got a very bad poker face and a even worse, a poker run.
Yeah,
evidently.
Listen, I wasn't a long distance person. So I was going to get a strong 20 yards out of it and then really slow down.
Well, Dash last week, I guess it was like last Tuesday, came home from camp and he was real like,
learned how to smoke a cigarette while he was there.
I
listen,
mean,
that's
yeah.
the camp we've been at all week.
Yeah, it's He's going to hear colorful language. Look, I used to go to the base nursery when I was a kid. Oh, where I learned most of my swear words from.
And how to play three-card Monty. You were like, I'm going to roll dice. I'm four.
Yeah, I got a card game I'm running in the back of the base nursery. But if you went, you know I'm not playing right. It was like 75 cents to have a kid there all night.
Oh, my
God. Our parents, like, drop you off before the bowling alley.
Didn't they put a piece of tape on your back?
On your back that had your name written on it. Yeah, they're like, Sharpie.
Go play and only come back if whatever injury you have requires stitches.
My brother would cry so hard in the car that he'd make himself barf.
And they were still like,
you're going in.
You're going in.
Yeah. They were like, here, this one has a fever and barfing. And they'd be like, here, sit down in this middle of this group of kids and watch Grease 2.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think I would be happy to have that.
Yeah. Well, so, Dash came home from camp and said, well, I did something today I'm not too happy about. And I was like,
Oh,
okay, well, what was it? You know, because generally I'm not worried about, you know, what he says. Usually it's like, I missed term meteorology or something like that. You know, it's not, nothing really to write home about. He is, we were playing flag football, and I said, crap.
Oh.
And I was like,
did you go,
and what did you do wrong? And he was like, well, I said that because I was frustrated. And I was like, okay, well, I go, that's the better alternative than to saying like the S. And Delilah's like, the SH word. Because she already knew what Delilah's the sub
is.
Like,
the word is shit.
Yeah. So I think I've gone overboard and need to like
let the reins up a bit. Here's the thing that like always surprises me. They're hearing it and they're not coming to you and going, hey, kids are using these words on the playground.
Yeah.
Or if they are, it's like a one-time tattle and they're like, well, we now know it exists. Because we do after-school program where you can just play on the playground and there's like two monitors for whole entire thing. And they can – but we can drop them off. And if you are signed up for the program, you can go pick up your kids like 30 minutes after the bell. And that's what we do with this carpool so that the drop-off line isn't long. And I will tell you, and I'm not even pearl clutchy, is I walked through the yard to go get the kids because they were on the other side. And the fifth graders, I was like, I am sorry, sir. There are children. You are a fifth grader in this school, so you're the big kid. And all y'all have dirty potty mouths, okay? So I'm like taking names. I'm like memorizing who people are because I was like, I told Colin, I said, it's like you're going through like an old saloon. And I like, you know, like they're bumping through the da-da-da-da-da. And it's the F-bombs and F, and it's like P words. And like, I'm like dirty, filthy mouth.
I'll say something to kids.
I will
eye roll or sigh or give people a hard look if there's like adults or 20 somethings being like really foul around my kids. Oh,
this is one of my favorite stories. You know, my Uncle Nolan.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have an uncle who is probably 6'5".
Yeah.
He's massive, and he's so handsome, and he's like, he's big. And we were at a Taco Bell or an Amigos, probably, hopefully, Amigos, in Nebraska. So I was in my young 20s. And so everybody, we were at a family reunion. And so my Uncle Nolan was like, let's go get Amigos. And so we were all in this restaurant, and big table of us, because there's a lot of us. And my uncle was at the end, and he was kind of like leaning back in the booth, you know? And this kid next to us was really cussing up a storm. I mean, it was F-bomb after F-bomb. And we had littles. We had like 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, all the way up to 20-something. And my uncle kind of looked over, by the way, Vietnam vet, like not – like
take no shit.
Take no shit. And he like looking over and then I saw his leg starting to move, like he was – like his leg. And I was like, oh, hell no. And
my husband's does that when he sees somebody hot on TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is different. This kid was a disaster. And he was cussing. My Uncle Nolan goes, hey, bud, I need you to cool it with the language, okay? I've got kids. I've got ladies here. Like, I need you to mind your manners. Because you know what? Back in the day, that would matter. Like, you would say that to a kid in the Midwest. And man, it would feel like they had some sort of like ability to get a direct line to your mom, and your ass would be grass.
I still think 9 times out of 10 it will work.
You say it like that.
Because you're just doing it because you think you can get away with it.
Right. There's you don't have anybody that's going to report.
Yeah.
So my uncle was really cool about it. He's like, hey, bud, I need you to watch your mouth. You know, watch your language. We got kids. We've got ladies. Like, be cool. And this kid turns and goes, what the fuck are you going to do about it? And my uncle, ooh, like without hesitating, pushes out of the thing and stands up. And I'm telling you, he looked like a Tyrannosaurus Rex when he just kept going bigger and bigger. And this kid like puts his head up and like, and my uncle Nolan, like you can't hear him very well, but I think it went something like, do you want me to say what I just said again? Or would you like to go outside and talk about it?
Yeah.
If you're going to be a man, you need to act, ooh, like you have manners.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever, I thought it was the most wonderful moment. I will go down in my brain. It's one of the most chivalrous things, yeah, I've ever seen. Because you do, even now, even as somebody that does cuss, if I hear somebody like filthy mouthing it too much, I get bugged.
I will tell you, when the kids were a lot younger, like when we moved over here, they must have been like 2.5, 5, something like that when we first moved in. And we're at this Chili's on a Friday night. My Chili's, my favorite one.
It's where she's a regular.
And we're at this booth and this guy came in and he was a little off. And he was like yelling into his cell phone and he was so off that I was like, is he really even talking to anybody? But he was just swearing everything that came out of his mouth. And I turned around and I gave him the mom look, like, I even did this with my hands, like, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Like, and I could tell it wasn't going to stop him, which made me kind of like nervous because in today's day and age, I don't, yeah, trust people for anything. Like, you don't know who's going to get like violent or whatever, or like lose their mind or something like that. But I was starting to get really nervous. We had just gotten our food. So I was like trying to like eat really quick and stuff. And he just kind of kept getting louder and louder. And my husband, who's a New Yorker, yells over, he goes, hey, buddy, I got a couple of kids here. You want to watch the language?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, yeah, man, you got a problem with me?
Oh, boy.
And I heard from behind me the voice of God. It literally sounded like Morgan Freeman, maybe a little bit of like, ooh, hardcore, like Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction goes, yeah, I got a problem with you. Like, it was so, the baritone in this guy's voice, I was like,
I would have been like,
I can't, I don't even need to look back to, yeah, know who that is, to know that I'm so glad he is on our side, yeah, right now. But I also, he was so aggro that I literally grabbed Delilah under my arm and grabbed Dash's hand and pulled them out of the restaurant. Cause I was like,
yes,
this is a crazy person.
Well, because when somebody is cussing too much, it becomes antisocial behavior, and antisocial, oh, yeah, behavior becomes scary behavior.
Yeah.
So when we know that cussing is not polite. So if you're choosing to use those words in a social situation, you're saying what I want to do and talk about is more important than what you want to do and talk about. And if you are that person and you have been checked by someone saying, hey man, I just want to make you aware of yourself. We got kids, because some of us, if you've ever been checked like that, which honestly I haven't, I think I am very aware of people around me, but if you are getting loud or rowdy, like I know if I've ever been checked for whatever reason, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like sometimes I will, I got told to stop talking so loud one time and I was like aware of myself after that. I was like, I am talking loud. But if somebody does give you that, like, hey, buddy, you need to watch your language, and you don't do the right thing.
You just don't care.
You're antisocial. Now you're scary.
I think he was being aggressive and wanted somebody to like take the bait. But I mean, you know, end of the story is that I left. I went outside with the kids because I was like shaking. I was like,
oh, so it's terrifying.
Something in my bones was telling me like there wasn't something right about this guy. So they get him out of there. They had already called the police on the guy.
It's clearly a situation. Yeah.
But Britt didn't come out because he's like, okay, me and Marcellus Wallace are going to have to handle this guy because there's all these like small waitresses there.
Yeah.
And like there's this one manager who didn't sign up to deal with a crazy person.
I know.
So they paid for our dinner, like boxed everything up for us to like take home because I was like, I'm shattered right now. Like I just, yeah, cannot deal with that. And I guess I think, you know, I hate like violent ways of speaking. And I think,
oh,
like,
sure, it's aggressive.
It gets that way, you know?
Yeah.
So I
listen, it also ebbs and flows. Like sometimes when my husband and I are talking to each other, if we're, and we're not in a fight, by the way, that's just, sometimes he'll drop F-bombs and I'll go, I just want you to know, like, you're using the F-word a lot. Nothing like somebody who does the thing to point out the thing as a criticism that makes marriage easy.
Well, I will do that a lot, especially after a couple of drinks, and I'll slip into a little bit of a Nebraska accent you know, after a couple of drinks.
But again,
too.
I do think cussing is like one of those things where we are aware of it and you use it when you can. Like, I don't cuss around my kids. I cuss with you. I cuss on the podcast. I cuss in the show. But I will tell you, like, the first thing I think about when we have women that are like my mom's age that come to the show, they walk up and I'm like, I said the F word so much.
I know.
And this one woman was like, I think your show's really funny, but I just want to know if your mom knows how many times you say the F word. And I go, I don't need you reaching out to Terry so she can reach out to me and give me palm olive in my mouth.
A couple shows ago, one said, well, that was amazing, but I am going to wash you girls' mouth out with soap. And I was like, oh, God. Like,
Terry already beat you to it when I was five.
No worries. There's no break in this. That's why I'm saying don't get into the habit,
don't get
kids, because you'll never get out of it.
You'll never get out. It will break my heart when I hear my kids cuss for the first time, for real. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, they, you know, I remember.
Unless it's super funny, perfectly timed.
Perfectly timed. Well, then I'll be like, you shouldn't say that.
But well done if you are going to say it.
Yeah. Fork this.
Hot flash?
I've got a hot flash.
Oh, okay. Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
Nobody's going to be shocked that this is a hot flash, but he's just been coming up in my radar a bit, and I really like him.
By radar, do you mean FYP page? And it's because you keep searching for him? Because that happens.
I can't.
Because we share accounts.
You know what? I don't run TikTok. If you're showing me these images, clearly my brain wants to see them. And you know what? I'd rather have that than like the daily news. Thank you very much, because I want to have fun. Okay? And David Beckham keeps coming up.
Wow.
I know. He's such a trope. Like, he's such a like no-brainer. But you know what I like about him? Is like, he's really loving this stage of his life. His kids are a little bit older. You know, he's got his son that's married, and then he's got the younger, I think he's got three total. And his
that
wife
makes
is so hot.
Me feel old, because I remember when they like,
I know.
Were all born. Jeez,
I know.
Louise.
But he's really, he's just a good dad.
Yeah.
And also, he's kind of a dork. He likes to put Legos together. And so he was somewhere, they were watching the World Cup, or they were somewhere, and he went to this like taco stand, and the guy running the taco stand couldn't talk. He was so overwhelmed with David Beckham was ordering.
Well, because he's here in LA now,
well,
right?
Well, he was in LA, but he was in, for whatever reason, he was in, was it Austin? I can't remember, but he was in LA for a long time. So he's kind of everywhere, and Victoria does all this stuff with her brand, which her stuff is amazing, but it's for very, very thin people.
Yeah. And very, 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 very rich people.
Very, 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 not me invited to any kind of event with them ever.
Don't you just call it the this isn't for you, Jen brand? It's have to be like, so skinny, so
nope,
tall.
Keep
so
walking
rich.
By, Kristen. Yeah. That's what the tag says. Yeah. Nope. David Beckham has a smaller waist than you do.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's so high, and
Victoria Beckham's waist is smaller than
my wrist.
Yeah,
forget it. I can't with that.
Okay.
So he went to this taco stand and ordered tacos, and then gave a shout out, and the guy was like shaking. He was so grateful. He couldn't even barely say the name of his restaurant, and so then you know he's just like loose and cool. And then evidently this tree fell across a road, and him and his son and his son's friends, they're all lifting this branch up over their heads so that cars could drive by. Could you imagine needing someone to clear the road and David Beckham is holding up
Please
the tree?
Please tell me that he ripped that shirt off and ran out to the street like a superhero.
They would have been like, ma'am, you have to keep driving. And I'm like, absolutely, I don't.
What? But what kind of forces of nature were going on? Like, does lightning follow him? Like, what happened? So he, like,
I think lightning followed him when the sperm hit the egg and they were like, and today we make David Beckham.
That taco guy was like, okay. Two things I never expected to have happen today or in the 20 years time. Just randomly falls.
Right. I don't know if they're in the same place, but I do like that in my head. I like that.
These are different stories. But you know what? Let's make them all one. Yeah.
That he orders the tacos, the tree falls, they have to lift it. David Beckham's shirt falls off accidentally.
Yeah, it's the
age. I don't
know
what he looks better in. No shirt or a suit.
Well, when he's in a suit,
I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
If a tree falls at a taco stand and David Beckham's there, does he get shirtless to help?
Does he say, fuck?
I do.
I think we just podcasted, Jen.
I say fuck, and I say it as a noun, verb, adjective.
That's the way the word was developed to me. And to you, David Beckham, we say hello and
goodbye.
Fucking right.
We just podcasted.